Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 16th. And the whole week ahead, well, Mars, your traditional ruler, connects to Mercury. This is good. Brilliant, absolutely, for sparking off ideas or coming up with thoughts from nowhere, but using them to really garner other thoughts and ideas that can help you use your hopes, wishes and dreams and make something of your future. And here's your Sunday stars. Lots going on when it comes to career and ambitions, thanks to that moon in the sign of Leo. So anything material should be talked about, gone into, and investigated now. So career, ambition, money, anything financial, all of these things are very important now, and you should look into how you can really get the new vibe going in your life. And here's your Monday stars. You know, there's a couple of very strange aspects. We call them occultations, which are like mini eclipses. And for you, it means that things can be happening behind the scenes that you don't know about. But actually, they're really good for you. But you won't know about it yet. But rest assured, there's things happening now which you are totally unaware of that could have a marked effect of positivity on your future. Here's your Tuesday stars. Now, come tomorrow, there's going to be a new moon in the sign of Virgo, so prepare for it now. And for you, that means future plans and ideas. What is it that you've done over the past year that hasn't worked out? Are you flogging a dead horse? Should you quit whilst you're ahead? Well, the answer is yes. Because if something hasn't come to pass now, come to fruition by this time in your life, it's never going to happen and it's time to move on. Here's your Wednesday stars. The new moon is here and it's in your 11th house of the future. This is so good for you because the next 2 weeks is particularly emphatic when it comes to dealing with future plans and ideas. So get rid of those things that are no longer working and go into your library of hopes and wishes and dreams. Pluck something out. Because that is what you should be pursuing and following now. Something new. Here's your Thursday stars. Now, the energy around your 11th house has to be seen to be believed. But first of all, you've got to believe it. And the way you can do that is learning more about what the 11th house means in your solar horoscope. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because the 11th house is all about your hopes and wishes for the future, but also about friends and clubs and groups where opportunity arises through people you meet. Here's your Friday stars. Well, the sun is going to move into Libra, but around it, Mercury connects to Pluto. This is particularly good if you make a friend of an influential or powerful person. And the sun can guide you by enhancing your intuition. So if you get a feeling or a vibe about someone, if there's an energy between you and someone else, pursue it. Don't let it drift or go, because you may miss a trick.
Now you've heard your horoscope, you might have more questions. Why not speak to our team of psychics and mediums? Call 1-855-330-4220. That's 1-855-330-4220. And quote BOOM when you book a 10-minute reading, and you'll only pay $5. The offer is limited to one-time use and ends soon. See you next week.